Now, I'm really pleased to be joined in the studio by singer, songwriter and producer Dan Olsen, who was a guest on the show back in 2018. I can't believe it was that long ago, actually. That's a long time ago. His new track, which is called Do What Makes You Smile, is amazing. I love it. It's a really good hook and I've been singing it loads. So it's great to have you in the studio and you're going to play live.
Thank you so much, Michelle. So good to be back. And yeah, thanks for having me.
You're welcome. You've just been speaking to our boss. Now, you have been on the show before. You've been speaking to Paul and he's been to where you're from.
Yes, he just told me that he's been to the Faroe Islands. And so he's been to the capital, which is called Thorshavn, they probably called in English, and that is literally named after the Nordic god Thor.
Yeah.
So we're in that region. And then he said he's been to some other places like Klaksvik, which is the second biggest city, and then he's also been to a very beautiful place called Vierai.
And that was just, that was really, you were like, wow.
Yes, I was exactly like that. Because most people, I mean, it's such a small place and it's a random place. I mean, some people will know it from football, that is if you're European mostly, and then if you're outside of Europe, you're not really supposed to know about it. It's like me knowing about a small group of islands somewhere outside of Australia. They don't expect that, right?
Yeah.
So, and it's a small population. It's only 50,000 people. So, yeah. So I might be the first person and the last person that someone meets here in London, you know, or in the UK when they meet someone from the Faroe Islands.
Yeah. And, you know, Paul is not, he's just been away doing a walk from Land's End to John O'Groats, in fact. So it's strange that he's here today.
Ah, gotcha.
Right. Yeah, so it's one of those things. Now, since we last talked, when you came into the studio before, we had Heart Into Trouble and In the Summer had just come out.
Yes.
So what's happened since then and how did COVID affect all your music plans as well?
Well, yeah, it has. So 2018, that kicked in, what was it, 2020 or 2019, end of 2019?
Yeah.
COVID, yeah. So we were touring in China and we've been touring in different places around the world. And what else? Yeah, so that happened. And then we had some more plans in China. I was going to do a collaboration with a big singer over there called Ye Bai, a female singer. So we did a duet and everything. Then COVID kicks in and everything is cancelled. Mm. We had some Netflix plans as well and stuff, but no, it's a lot of good stuff is still going on. We got some projects. I've been writing with Linda Perry. I don't know if you know about her. She's written for like Katy Perry, Christina Aguilera, some big names.
Yeah.
And so I've been working with amazing people, and that's often through my publisher as well, called Peer Music.
Mm-hmm.
They're like an independent publisher and they have offices around in 35 countries, I think. Yeah. So we've been doing a lot of stuff in the studio and that's mainly where I've been. So I felt like the whole COVID situation kind of worked in my favor as far as productivity and output goes. So I've been writing a lot, recording a lot in the studio, but obviously not as much touring, and it still hasn't really picked up yet. So mm-hmm. we're just waiting to confirm some dates.
Also, producing. I don't remember last time we talked about you being a producer. Is this something you've always done, or is this something you've done since 2008?
It's something, yeah, I picked it up around that time. I started just, you know, because you end up, especially when you work with collaborators from overseas, so if you're working with someone in LA, it just makes sense that you have your own recording equipment to record some vocals and stuff and send it over. And then I think that has just led to me naturally getting more and more into production, and I really enjoy it.
Mm.
And so it's nice to swap between writing and producing. So it's something I'm doing more now as well, but I'm still working with amazing producers and amazing writers.
It's when you can leave the song alone, though, isn't it? Because when you're producing, you're like, oh, I'll just listen to it again and add a little bit more. I'll take that bit out.
Yeah.
So do you find that you keep going back to stuff, sort of like keep tweaking little bits, or are you quite good at going, no, the song is now finished, stop mucking about with it?
Yeah, I used to do that. I used to want to add a lot of stuff and just you have to pick, you almost have to be like a minimalist when you produce, I think, because then you have the important parts in there and it has to be this balance, and at the end of the day you just want the song to come through and do justice to the song. So that's something that I've learned along the way, and just using references, using tracks that are out there in the charts, listening to them, because that's where you learn a lot.
This song, Do What Makes You Smile, is just a really like very hooky summer vibe, kicks in really nicely, and it builds up throughout the song. When you listen to a song at the beginning and you've got those different sections, it all builds. And I really like it. It's a cracking song. It must be doing really well for you.
Thank you. I'm so glad you're spinning it on the station. So you're definitely helping me doing that.
Yeah. Now you're going to play this song live, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
And then we are going to hear it, the recorded version at the end, and we might actually get another song out of you as well.
Absolutely.
While you're here.
Absolutely. Let's do it.
So what, you're going to play Do What Makes You Smile, the live version?
Yes. Are we doing it now?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Now, you are broadcasting on your live as well.
Yeah, so hi to my Instagram followers. Thank you for joining us here. We're in the Phoenix 98 FM, if you want to tune in the UK. This is Michelle, being so wonderful to host me.
Hello.